This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, February 20th, 2021. We're in hour two of the broadcast. President Joe Biden said during a CNN town hall on Tuesday that former military and former police officers were fueling the growth of white supremacy. Here's the quote. "That is the greatest threat of terror in America, domestic terror. So I would make sure my Justice Department and the Civil Rights Division is focused heavily on those very folks. I would make sure we focus on how to deal with the rise of white supremacy. You see what's happening, the studies that are beginning to be done, maybe at your university as well, about the impact of former military, former police officers on the growth of white supremacy in some of these groups." I mean, it's really incredible how, in light of what we've seen transpire in the last year, that this is being used, and this is crossing all of them their lips, and you're seeing the purposely placed discrimination on white people and also the denigration of anyone that supported Trump, and the trying to link it as that is domestic terrorism and in need of some sort of retraining or reschooling camps for people that thought, you know, securing the borders and not continuing these insane wars was a bad idea. So anyway, I just wanted to get that said. 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252, if you'd like to call in. It worked a lot better last week. If you want to call in, go ahead and call in now. That way I'll get everybody on that I possibly can. We're going to go to the phones. We got Paul in New Jersey. Paul, how are you doing today, sir?
Hello, Farron. Yeah, Farron, I guess God took his talent back.
I hadn't thought about it like that, yeah. It was on loan. It was supposedly on loan.
Well, he recalled it. Now, listen, fellas, the widow Limbaugh will be available now. She lives down in Palm Beach, if you can get past the security guards. She'll be eager to date. They said she went for a hunky athletic guy. So if you're a hunky athletic guy, probably I would be already a family man, like a divorcee type guy in his 50s. That's the right demographic to marry the widow Limbaugh. Now, I assume we can expect, John Stadmiller and RBN can expect a big check from the Limbaugh estate any minute now. Because we know what a good conservative Rush Limbaugh is and how he believed in the conservative movement. So now that there's, $600 million in his estate, maybe Rush Limbaugh left something as a codicil in his will to fund true nationalists instead of the blabber he spewed over the airwaves for the past 30 years. You know, because the fact of the matter is, Farron, if you end up with $600 million, it's because you said things that rich people like, you know, that's, you know, and you didn't speak truth to power, but you told lies for the powerful. And Rush Limbaugh did that over the past 30 years. He, how many white Gentile impressionable young men signed up to join the military to fight for Israel in the Iraq War I and Iraq War II due to the twisted words of Rush Limbaugh and his enthusiasm for American militarism abroad. You know, how many young men have been beguiled because of this man? And remember, and you touched on this earlier, Farron, he was a 9/11, believer. He believed the state lies. You know, he had Dick Cheney on his show just a few years ago. You think a cutting-edge talk show host would ask Dick Cheney some questions about what he was doing in the bunker that day. What was he doing in the bunker so early that morning? He might refer to what Norman Mineta said about him having to approve the airplane crashing into the Pentagon and knowing all about it and letting it happen on purpose. And Rush Limbaugh doesn't have the intellectual fortitude to ask Dick Cheney these questions or the moral decency.
And, you know, Paul, it put me in mind, and you might have heard me mention it early in the first hour if you were listening. Several months ago, or it might even been 6 months ago, you made several comments about Rush Limbaugh supporting the Iraq War. It kind of put me down memory lane this week when he passed, because I did, my dad listened a lot, and my dad was, I kind of hate to say it, but my dad was, he had some Republicanitis, but all of that was true. And, you know, we didn't see when 9/11 happened and truth started coming out. It was like everybody, all of the right wing conservative big talk show hosts like Rush Limbaugh, of course, Sean Hannity, you know, none of them touched any of the just in your face facts. We were supposed to believe that two planes brought down three buildings in 10 seconds. I mean, and they went right along, Rush Limbaugh included, was supporting attacking Iraq when the president had said himself that they didn't come from Iraq, that Saddam Hussein didn't even have anything to do it. But I think you're right about one thing for sure. Rush Limbaugh had a lot of power and influence over people, and I will guarantee you that what you're saying there with him having an influence on people, because I knew people that joined the military back in 2001 or early 2002 because they believed that, you know, we were going to have to fight them there so we don't have to fight them here, that BS that was floating around.
It's true. And by the way, Alex Jones is pretty guilty of this too. You know, Alex, Austin's only about 75 miles away from Waco. And how come Alex Jones never gets in his SUV or his armored vehicle and drives over to Waco and bullhorns George Bush at his residence? Why does he never do that? You know what I mean? He seems to have, like, let 9/11 truths just fall into the memory hole. And he's presiding over that also. And that's my last comment concerning Rush Limbaugh. And I'm not going to really touch the topic about him ever again, really. And that is, like, you know, you hear all these people talking about Joe Biden, you know, how he's presided in the government for the past 40 years, a complete failure, who's been there the whole time as the national debt has gone from zero to 30 trillion. And Joe Biden's been there there the whole time. I would likewise say the same thing about Rush Limbaugh as a, media propagandist. You know, he's been in the leading the conservative movement, I would say misleading it, for the past 30 years. And so really, there's no reason to eulogize this man. The fact of the matter is, people like us, Farron, we should eulogize, save our eulogies for great men like Frank from North Carolina or William Pierce or George Lincoln Rockwell.
Hey, let me ask you this. Hey, yep. Paul, hang on for a second, because did you hear me play the clip where Rush Limbaugh was talking about the Jewish lobby in 1988?
It shows how he learned his lesson to be a good boy, and because he was in it for the money. This is a career for him. And so he compromised truth. He would, like I said, he would trick his audience and lie to his audience intentionally to serve his wealthy masters so he could accumulate his $600 million. Now, if he really was a decent man, he should have it in his will where some of that money funds true conservative broadcasters like you, Farron, and try to help out RBN and others out there in the media. But I doubt any of that's going to happen. And That's why there's no reason to eulogize the man. And on that note, Farron, thank you for letting me speak.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Tom in Florida, 512-248-8252. If you'd like to join in, call in. Tom, how you doing today? What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, Farron. Good morning to you. Yeah, Paul made some good points there, I must say. A little bit about memory lane there with Rush, but I don't want to pick on that because let the man rest. But I just want to say this, Farron. Getting back to what I want, your immigration last hour was excellent. Farron, we got millions of white South Africans living in like garbage in South Africa, okay? They're being mistreated and everything. You got this bumbling buffoon, this dirty Irish. I call him a dirty Irishman, okay? The bumbling, fumbling buffoon of Biden. I'm sure his granddaddy would slap him upside his head what he's trying to do with this country. He's going to try to turn this into Bosnia-Herzegovina, okay? We're letting all these people coming here. Farron, in the Herald here, okay, reported these illegals are living 12 to 16 people a house in a three-bedroom, two-bath house. What is that doing health-wise for our country? What is that doing? That's not even what's going on in California. California is being wiped out as we speak, okay? Language-wise, culturally, every which way aspect you can think of. Now, you got this Kamala Harris, whose parents weren't even born in this country, and she shouldn't even be the vice president. That's against the law with how they put her in there. But going back to bumbling buffoonery of Biden, you know, in the debate, on the debate, he called Donald Trump on national TV, Farron, a clown. Remember, he called Donald Trump a clown. Donald Trump should have shot back and said, listen, you represent a party, you ass clown. Because he is an ass. And Donald Trump would have done that. He would have won this election hands down. I don't want to hear about the rigging and all this. Yes, it was rigged. It was big time rigged. But if I'm not mistaken, these blue state blues, blue on blue, heartache to heartache, you know, Farron, if these white women and these white women and men in Massachusetts and Delaware and New York and all that, you want the invasion of your country, then you're going to fight it out amongst yourselves. Look what's going on with de Blasio and Cuomo, those dirty swines they are. Now, Farron, going back about this Capitol rioting, which was a fix by Soros. Bloomberg is probably behind it. Zuckerberg is behind it. They're all Jews, okay? But those Jews in Israel telling all those Jews that go out there in Golan Heights and everything, you make sure you have 8 babies. They're taking Jewish men and Jewish women and forcing them to have sex to have children, it seems like, to me. Am I not lying, Farron, about that?
Well, they're Golan certainly Heights and all these they're certainly encouraged to reproduce, yes.
Absolutely, they're encouraging these Jews and Israel to reproduce because they would surely not allow 2 million Muslims from Iraq or Iran to go into Jerusalem or Tel Aviv. But they wanted these Jews, all these dirty rich Jews here, they want to flood this country to turn the color of this country brown. They can't stand their own milk skin, I guess. And I don't know what these Jews are thinking, or even the white trash, for that matter. I don't know what they're thinking, but if they want Bosnia-Herzegovina, they're going to be bringing it on real quickly here. Now, Farron, going back to the border, there should be 10 million white men and women, Afro-American men and women on that border demanding there's no more flooding of our country with this illegal incursion. This is illegal immigration right now, Farron's hurting the black Afro-American more than is actually the white man right now. You know that, right?
But all
and all we see is black women are not happy about this, Farron. All we see in the commercials, even during the Super Bowl, is a white woman with a black man. White woman, black man. Tom Brady, bad man. He beat the mulatto in the Super Bowl. It's just all disgraceful. And there is a lot of liberal white trash. But the biggest trash are guys like that scumbag Rob Reiner, that meathead that was on Archie Bunker, that Jew creep, and all that Bette Midler. All these yentas, too many oyes. Unbelievable we allowed the narrative when 2% of the population is dictating to 80% of white Northern European Caucasian males and females. This is absurd. And they were mind-washing us with nonsense, nincompoop crap. And then you got a buffoon who can't even find his pen in his president in his pocket. And he's bumbling and mumbling. The guy's had brain aneurysm. This is unreal to me. What has happened to our country? And they stole the election. Like I told you on another show, Farron, the D on Dominion stands for Democrat. You put a vote in the Dominion machine, it's going automatically to Democrat. It's exactly how they did this. And they should have never allowed a company called Dominion, the states, to allow them to be messing with our election. But they did. So guess what? We got a buffoonery in there. We got a chameleon communist Harris in there whose parents were not even born in this country. I hope all your listeners are understanding that. You think she really has a loyalty to this country? I don't. Look who she married. She slept with five black men. Now she's with a Jewish man. What kind of hoe is that, Farron? As the vice president of the United States. Oh, yeah, she's kind of good look. Oh, people think she's real good looking because she has that Indian look, that little milk-like skin. What? This is like a porno flick going on here, man. This is absurd what's happened to our country. It's a dirty...
Tom, contrast that with the fact that they're proposing, I guess they're going to do it, Pelosi. They're going to have a 9/11 style commission report and I guess have a open-ended, long-term investigation into the riots. And these are the very same people that turned a blind eye to Jeffrey Epstein and a whole litany of other corruption that we could name. I mean, the hypocrisy is unbelievable.
It's amazing to me. It really is, Farron. But you know, the biggest issue facing this country, I don't care what you're in your, they can all, I call another show and I talk too much about immigration. It is the number one issue because without immigration, without borders, you have no country, you have no government, you do not even have a constitution because these people are coming here could care less and don't give a dang about that constitution, Farron. They don't care because they come from a whole took from cultural identity. They don't care about white man, cracker man, bad man. You know what I mean? All we hear is how bad orange man was, how bad white men are. If all these Africans and all these Central American and Mexican, why are they coming here, Farron? Why? For one reason only, money to take us and crush us and turn us down. And you know, I can tell you, Farron, some of these illegals are getting county jobs from the federal government like solid waste, water, sewer. You wouldn't believe some of the salaries some of these characters are making, man. They're making $150,000, $175,000 a year, Farron. It's unbelievable. The
right
firefighters
here, Tom,
in this country.
In small town firemen. America, it's where I live. I went by a Lee Jeans factory the other day, and I guess it just happened to be at quitting time or shift change or whatever. The entire staff, the entire workforce had walked out. We're talking about out in rural North Carolina. The entire workforce was walking out, and I was sitting at a stoplight. The whole thing, the entire 100% of the workforce looked like they were, you know, from South America. I mean, I was like, wow, out here. But here's the thing, Tom. If you import the third world, you become the third world.
That's it, Farron. You said it right in a nutshell. Boom, bam. Out of a grand slam and ninth inning, home run, win the game. You said it. Farron, I got to say this, though, because of this immigration invasion, not only that, they don't want to even speak. They don't want to speak English. And South Florida, they had it in the Herald, in Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel. Most of these people that come here, they want to speak their own common language, no matter where they come from. Spanish, Chinese, they keep their own language. We are Bosnia-Herzegovina right now. We are Bosnia.
And everybody's supposed to respect the fact for them to keep their own culture and revere their ancestry and whatnot. But everybody's supposed to do that, which I think you should be able to do that. But that's not afforded to the white race. That's the hypocrisy.
Well, Farron, you know why? Because remember, the biggest population in the United States is Germans. If all the German Americans in this country for the last 200 years were to start speaking German and say, I'm not going to speak English, I want to be a German speaker, okay? These schmucks in the media and all these white trash liberals would never allow that. But when it comes to Hispanics, they'll, go ahead, keep your Spanish. Keep your Chinese.
Oh, it'd blow their mind. They would try to create hate crimes if you tried to create a situation where everybody spoke German. Well, let me give you the last word. We're coming up on a break.
Well, Farron, yes. One thing on the Continental Congress before the United States actually had was written. You know, German was only one vote away from being the national language in the United States. German. I looked it up.
I did not know that, Tom. I did not know that.
Yes.
My heritage is German.
The first eight kings that sat on the throne of England were from the House of Hanover. And there was another part of Germany. They were Hanoverian kings. They all spoke German. All the ones that sat on the throne of England, the first eight of them. You check it out.
I got music.
Speaking English, you're speaking German.
Thank you so much, Tom. We're coming back. Michael in New York, Dave in New York. Back in a moment.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
In the studio, I just got an email. Apparently, Lee Rogers from RBN was on Rush, and I've had a clip sent to me. I'm going to send it to Ken and let him take a look at that, make sure it's radio friendly. We'll go back to the phones, 512-248-8252. If you would like to call in, we've got Michael in New York, then Dave in New York coming up. Michael, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Oh, it's Tony from Chicago on here.
Oh, okay. I got Tony from Chicago. I didn't see you in the queue.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I know you weren't mentioning my name, but let me get to my point. Let me get to the point. Farron, we have to be asking, how did we get here? I mean, we know where we're at. We know what's going to happen. So there's two things that we have to be asking. You know, how do we get here, and, you know, what's going to be done about it, and elections aren't going to change this situation, but that's a whole nother call. Look, Trump's a traitor. He's a Jew-controlled traitor. He handed over the country to these people when he knew he won. He did nothing. Why did he do nothing? Well, you can go to rents.com, and it's about halfway down the page. There's an article in the Daily Mail Ghislaine Maxwell said Epstein did have tapes of Trump and the Clintons. Okay, so there's video of this guy. That's what she's claiming. Now what?
I did mention that last hour, Tony. But go ahead, sir.
You did. Well, I didn't get on there. I woke up a quarter to. Okay, but I got something out. So he's compromised. That's why he blew out. He did nothing. Okay. On the other reason why. My last phone call last week. The Republican Party is dominated by Judeo-Christian, Christian Zionists, treasonous traitors, filth. That's why the Republicans suck. They're under the Jew. We know that, but they're under the Jew religiously, and it's intolerable. This group of deranged, mentally ill people dominate the Republican Party. Okay, case in point, and I warn you, it's something you really got to watch. But yeah, I'm warning you. This will flip you to the point. Okay. There's two videos. It's on the BitChute channel of No More News. Okay. It's not on nomorenews.org, but you have to go to BitChute, go to the No More News channel there. Or you can go to vaccinehoax.com. I've changed the Trump hoax to the Judeo-Christian hoax. Okay, and I'm adding videos. Okay, I'm getting rid of Trump. I don't even want to think about the guy anymore. There's a couple videos. They go to, it's a BBC documentary, okay? It's called Till Kingdom Come. And there's this county in somewhere in Kentucky, I'm sure Jeremy knows about it, Bell County. And they go to this church, and I don't know how many of these churches are out there in white rural America, but there's too many of them, and I'll just get to the point, and you can move on. Okay, this will just make your stomach turn. And again, no more news on BitChute or vaccinehoax.com under the Judeo-Christian hoax. There's this guy. There's two videos, 45-minute one, and then there's this small video where they're having a youth group. And I don't know if this joker's a pastor or what, but he is sitting in front of about 30, 40 kids with their mothers, and he is telling them point blank, the Jews are better than us. You need to accept that. You are inferior. And he says inferior. This will just make your stomach turn that this garbage is going on in this country. Yeah, inferior to a bunch of, by their own admission, inbred people that are mentally unstable, that act like lunatics. Okay, and we don't even have to go through all of what Israel's about and this fake Khazar people is all about. They're the synagogue of Satan. They act like it, and that's who these people are. And this piece of filth is telling this group of white kids that they are inferior to these Khazar Jews, who freely, if you look at all the rabbis that Adam Green comes up with, they freely state it's Esau, Edom, that Edom, white Christianity has to be wiped off the face of the earth before they get world-controlled dominion from Jerusalem. That's part of the deal of the Moshiach coming back, that we have to be genocided and our countries have to be wiped off the face of the earth. I don't know how many rabbis that Adam Green has put up there stating that. This is what these people are all about. This is what everything that's going on in our world, the white world, is about. Because these Judeo-Christian traitors within our midst are allowing these people to go roughshod over us. And we haven't figured out a way to stop this. But then you go to the other video, and this is a BBC. It's 45 minutes. I got to get a video of the whole thing, the whole documentary, and you will see these jokers. Now this is the congregation. They're putting up the Star of Rembrandt, which is Lucifer Moloch. They're putting it up over the cross in their church. I mean, and this is in rural Kentucky. I mean, none of these people have even met a Jew, a Khazar Jew. They're lunatics.
Thank you so much. We're going to come back and we'll play that clip of Lee Rockwell, and we'll give out what Tony's website is again, and we'll go to Michael in New York. Michael, Dave, stay with me. Back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's a gold.
All right, we're back on the alternative media with Farron. I did not know. I got a text from Jeremy. He was on the Rush Limbaugh show six times. Now, one day I was riding down the road and about fell out of my chair because Rush came on the Rush Limbaugh show. I mean, Rush. Jeremy came on six times. So, yeah, John Stettmiller does deserve a donation from Rush Limbaugh. But here we go. Hang on for me, Michael and Dave. This is 1 minute. This is Lee Rogers calling in to the Rush Limbaugh show. I have not heard this. Ken has. So let's roll that. We'll see what transpired. Hey, Kim.
And now back to the phones. Lee in Manchester, New Hampshire. Welcome to the EIB Network, sir. Hello.
Yes, hi, Rush. How you doing? I want to talk about the Khalid Sheikh Mohammed situation. And I personally believe that the government passed these simply because there's overwhelming evidence indicates that September 11th was an inside job. Government used explosives to blow up World Trade Center 7 and Twin Towers.
All right, look at you've. I appreciate your calling. Your happening to get through in this program is not your fault. Your time is up. Mr. Snurdly is to blame for allowing you to get through. Open line Friday is what it is. We don't allow kooks. Kookery is never allowed here. And if you're going to talk about 9/11 being an inside job and that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, if you're going to start agreeing with Rosie O'Donnell, I would suggest rehab and treatment, counseling and so forth, because like Rosie, you've probably got really deep issues from your childhood that need to be resolved, because you, sir, are a glittering jewel of colossal ignorance. And I simply am intolerant of it. I don't care what day of the week. Montgomery, Alabama, this is Maura. Welcome to the EIB Network. Hello.
Wow. Wow, John, thanks for sending that to me. That was Lee Rogers, RBN host, calling in. Wow. Well, you know, that's why you guys are the greatest, because you become part of the broadcast and you help me out, and I did not know that existed. Michael in New York. Dave in New York, you hang on. We'll go get to you. Michael, thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning, Farron. Hope you're doing well, sir. Yeah, I'm laughing. That is great. And it goes to show how stupid Rush was. I mean, you know, obviously doesn't give the caller an opportunity to go into some details. Like, Rush, just explain this one, please. Building number 7. No plane hits it, owned by Larry Silverstein, and yet it comes down in an exact demo fashion. How do you explain that, Rush? Yeah, I mean, clearly, you know, but again, I laugh because you take a guy like Rush, made all the money in the world, lived high on the hog, and hung around with all these dirtbags and corrupt scum, and then he gets lung cancer. What does he do? Out of his brilliance? Well, he goes to those same people that are going to kill him. And so with their poison, chemo, and all that, they killed him. And just as an example, recently I had a case of lung cancer down in West Virginia, and emphysema as well. And he sent me a copy of his CAT scan recently, and I got to post it on my website. And the lung cancer's going away. Emphysema symptoms are all clearing up. And he writes on it with his comments pertaining to my particular formula that did that. And so I contacted him. I said, weren't the doctors surprised? Oh, yeah, Mike. I told them. And I said, what happened? Well, they just walked away. And I said, exactly. And so now you take a guy like Rush. He's got all the money in the world like the rest of them. And I think, well, I'll afford the best doctors, the best system in Rockefeller AMA I can get. And what happens? Bye-bye. Over a simple disease. Nothing to it. So you got the irony here of these types, okay, and how, you know, justice does come around. So because of all that, as sad as it is, it's also hilarious to me. And as far as, you know, these Zionists over there in Israel, yes, this is their whole agenda. They have to have the whole world, including our country, go down in topsy-turvy, upside down. The natural order of creation must be inverted. That's called insanity, right? Homosexuality is normal, is the primary evidence of an insane world and of corrupting the natural order. And so they believe that's what they have to achieve in order for their Messiah to come. Now, we know that their Messiah that's coming, and by the way, their Muslim half-brothers, because they are also related, have the same philosophy for their Messiah, who they call, I think, the Imam or something like that. So they both have the same exact perspective on what has to happen bring in their Messiah so that they can also rule the world, and all the goy will be their slaves. And there is an excellent video called The Head of the Snake by Maria Farmer, who was under Epstein and Ghislaine for quite a long time when she was young. She was hired as an artist. She's seen it all firsthand, got trapped into their operations, along with her sister, eventually. Epstein set his sights on that young girl. And so it's all revealed in that video. Wexner at Ohio, The Head of the Snake, and all these guys, and unfortunately, there is some clips of Trump hanging out, probably 80s, late 80s time frame, somewhere around there, younger, much younger Trump, with Epstein at a party, and Ghislaine, and they're all young girl models. And so, yeah, Trump is compromised to some degree regarding all that, no question about it. And but at the end, she does, they expose in a video the Zionists in Israel and their attitude. And it's all right there, okay, that they're going to rule the world, we're all going to be the slaves, and their arrogance and their racism, it's all right there at the end. And also some of the good Israelis over there who are exposing them, okay? And so there are good, you know, people over there in Israel that are Jewish that are not into any of this, and they're just regular people, and they've been exposing it, and who knows, they're probably all gone by now. They probably have been taken out. Now, as far as what's going on here in our country, you know, Farron, we covered it so many times over the years. I think the best analogy is when you watch the movie Braveheart, when you have Longshanks with his knights trying to figure out how can they totally take control over Scotland. And so he says, the problem with Scots is it's full of Scots, right? So we have to take care of that. And that's the so the same philosophy has been adopted by the Zionists. The problem in the United States is it's full of Americans. How do we take control, ruin it, so we can exploit it to the max? Well, get rid of the Americans. And there's no better way than flood us with all these people from third world countries that have nothing in common with us until we're all diluted out, diluted out. And so that's exactly the strategy we see going. Now, as far as the current status of our country and its future, well, there isn't any. And so everybody's just got to come to terms with that. The corruption is too far gone. And another analogy, sir, that we've covered many times over the years is a corruption. It's a disease. And just like any disease in a body is due to corruption. And so when the corruption or the disease spreads throughout the body and nothing's done to put it in check and eradicate it, well, the body dies. And so to expect a different result, in this case of our country being so corrupt and diseased, well, I mean, again, that's, you know, you're sleeping still. And so that's where we're at. However, I'm not saying it's over for everything. It's just this version of our republic has been corrupted to the point of beyond repair. And everybody that had faith in Trump that was going to do it, and I understand it because he came on strong saying everything we wanted to hear that a president has to do to turn it all around, and he couldn't do it. And so those that think he's come, you know, whatever, well, nah, it's too late. It's just too late. But there's still a bright future ahead because this republic is more important than the people in it. And the history of the founding of this country is the evidence of all that, all the way up through the War of 1812. The evidence is overwhelming that there's something back in this republic that's greater than its people. And everything that's aligned to that has a future. Everything that's not aligned to that doesn't. And so everybody has to at least appreciate, understand, study that, align yourselves to that, and everything's going to be fine, all in all. Yeah, there's going to be rough storms to ride out, but as long as, and that's why, Farron, over the years, you know, stay healthy. That's the only key. Outlast them all. Stay healthy. And they'll be dropping like flies left and right from wars or disease or whatever, and wars could take us out, of course, but other than that, if we stay healthy and wise in all your actions, the future is going to, you're going to own it. It's going to belong to everybody like that, that's operating in that capacity. So I just want everybody to appreciate that. And other than that, sir, I just appreciate you being there, Farron. Okay, so you take care and have a great day.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Dave in New York, thanks for holding, and we've got Miles in Maine coming up. Hey there, Dave.
Hello.
Finally
patched me in. Okay. Yeah, this is interesting. Some things are relatively undeniable. I never liked Rush. I stopped listening to him once this girl told me to listen to him. It was just ridiculous. This was in the 1980s. So you have proven it. You've proven it with Mr. Rogers' comments with Rush, what he was. They're all controlled. This is a big stage play. I heard a lay missionary friend of mine. She told me that in 2016, she was told by the big guy that not to trust this man, referring to Trump. In late last year, she was told everything is staged. So I find what she says to be verified in reality. And so I took note of what you said. I didn't believe it. I didn't disbelieve it. But I see it's true. So Trump, this is very interesting about the Ghislaine thing and the pictures. Of course, you see pictures of Trump with Clinton and all these people in the past. And it really makes you wonder. And so many people were following him as a savior. Look what we got. I think there's a big problem with confirmation bias in the alt media for suggestible people. And you mentioned that COVID has a 99.7% recovery rate. I think when we're dealing with numbers like this, we need to take a look at what they're based on. We also have the alt media saying, burning candles at two ends of the stick, saying that the PCR test is way off and they're inflating the number of cases. Well, how can you calculate a recovery rate based on inflated cases? This is foolishness, and this needs to stop. Prove that there are less than 7,500 deaths per year, which is the number there are for the flu due to COVID. Prove what the number is. Show me the real number. Until then, we have numbers that are much bigger, that are admittedly inflated, and probably much more inflated now with the disappearance of the flu. But let's not be dishonest, and let's just stop this BS. And until we have the numbers, let us just shut up about it and realize there are some solutions. People can take solutions and use them. We need to think deeper than a nanometer or an angstrom deep here, okay? So because we want to believe something, it doesn't mean it's true. All right? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I think it kind of goes to the fact, you know, I've said several times, you can't get on any solid ground with the COVID because it's always changing. Last week, I did the story where the CDC said that the numbers were inflated 1,600%. And so, yeah, I do get what you're saying. But I'm getting stacked up, so let me give you a couple more minutes to make your point and let me move on.
My only point is this, that whole issue of the death numbers, it was pointed out to me by a very smart man that's an insoluble question. So until we get the solution to that, until we find out what the real numbers are, that's an insoluble question. And we're arguing about things that we can't know. But we do know it's out there. We do know some are dying. We do know there are some solutions, things they can take. Let's promote those and have a nice day. Thanks.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to Miles in Maine, patiently holding. Miles, how you doing today, sir?
Hey, good morning, Farron. Excuse me. Yeah, Farron.
Yes, sir.
Farron? Yeah. I'm going to, you know, two guys I usually would agree with, Michael and Tony, and this last caller, I'm going to absolutely disagree with because it doesn't make any sense. You know, people are talking about Trump's compromise and this and that. Where's the evidence? You've had the CIA interfering with Trump, the FBI interfering with Trump, and you think if they had some videotape out there of Trump with a teenage kid, they wouldn't have it out here at any of these trials that have gone on all around the country, the Congress and Senate hearings, and you think that this tape is just so precious no one's ever going to see it, but it's out there. How absurd, how bizarre by generally rational thinking people. You know what? If I don't see it, it ain't there. Period. So, you know, that's what I wanted to say about that. It's just ridiculous. And Rentz has been, you know, Rentz is so worried about the alien beings and everybody else that he's really starting to slide. And Jeff's a good guy. I like a lot of stuff Jeff puts out, but he has some of these people on that are, you know, they're all just absolutely ridiculous. They're from clown world too. But this stuff with Trump, you know, that's what they want. They want us to not support Trump. I mean, look at this. You have his party against him, the Republicans, you know, you have the Democrats against him. You have all the media against him. You have all the liberals against him. You have the other nations against him. You have all these people against him, the globalists. Just remember these words from Trump. He said, I'm making some enemies with some very powerful people. And I believe that. And you should too. Everybody should. It's obvious. I mean, they went as far as rigging an election, but they couldn't produce a videotape, but they could go through all this other stuff. Use your head. That's what I got to say about that. And the other thing is, I've said it before, and I'm going to continue to say it. Boycott, 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 because it can make a huge difference. You know, like Winston Churchill said, if you don't fight when you have the ability to, well, we're coming to that time where we have no ability to. But, you know, when you boycott, if Trump has 75 million voters, and just 7.5 million would get in on these boycotts. Boycott Coca-Cola. Never drink one again. Watch and see how fast they disappear from all these establishments if you don't drink Coke. You know? And boycott Lowe's and Home Depot, Walmart's, Kroger's, all these. There's lists all over the internet. Find a list, get on that list, and boycott it. Boycott, just pick two or three. Boycott those. Tell your friends, post it on media, on your social media, and do something. But these, I hear people just complain all the time. They don't do anything. I ask them, did you write your congressman? No. Did you write your senator? No. Did you call the president? No. Well, what do you want? If you don't do nothing, you're going to get nothing. With that, I'll let you go, Farron. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the phone call. We don't have any other calls on hold. I'm surprised. Wow, a whole lot said by the callers, so I'll let everybody sort that out for themselves. President Joe Biden reportedly won't rule out using executive orders to crack down on Americans' constitutionally protected Second Amendment rights. This was DailyWire.com a little earlier in the week. The revelation was made during a White House press conference on Tuesday in response to a statement that Biden put out last week calling for banning semi-automatic firearms in addition to other gun control measures. Now, you know, on this broadcast, we've talked about it years ago. We talked about the elimination of ammunition or the licensing to buy ammunition. We talked about the government trying to force you to have a insurance policy because you have guns in your house. Well, that entire insane, unconstitutional wet dream is trying to be formatted in the Biden administration. I mean, you know, I said it earlier last hour that they used the COVID as a cover to rig the election. And now that they've got this, as Tom says, this buffoon, and, you know, I hate to say this, but it looks like sometimes, and maybe next week we'll talk about this, but, you know, sometimes Joe Biden's head, to me, his skin looks a lot tighter on his face than it does the next time that I see him. Now, I know, you know, if you didn't get no sleep last night, like I didn't get, sometimes you look run down or whatever, but sometimes I just think it's like two different ones or something. I don't know. I know a lot of other people, Jeff Rentz included, has spent some time on that. And also, you know, Jeff Rentz really predicted Hillary Clinton was going to come back into the fray at some point. But the Second Amendment is going to be a target-rich environment for this administration. And I don't know, with what I've seen in my community with regards to the COVID vaccination and the willingness of people to comply and submit, I'll say it again. I think there's going to be some manufactured event, and they're going to use it like they're using the Capitol Hill riots to justify a massive crackdown. And the media will all be singing in concert, and they'll parade out all these celebrities like they do, and they'll be saying things like, it's time to give up the guns for everyone's safety. Like the list that I read off of the lies that they've told, and then the justification they use for the lie, because they always paint it that they care so much, and they're trying to have equality, and they're trying to make sure no one has hurt feelings, and blah, 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 blah. But it's all BS. It's all BS. And look at where they've taken us. You know, someone called in and was talking about how bad a shape California was in. The other day I caught an episode of Chips. I'm not sure what year Chips was filmed. I'm going to say late 70s, 77, 78, something like that. But how different California looked. And, you know, we're just talking about, 40 years. Incredible, the transformation downward that the state of California, especially Southern California and Los Angeles, has taken. And it tells me this: if they can do that there and take it, I mean, you can't. I grew up, I rode my bicycle to school in the third grade. I rode my bicycle to school by myself. Nobody would do that today. It's too, you know, it's too crime infested. You'd be kidnapped and raped in America today doing that, you know. That's how sad it is, the transformation that's taken place in this society and the societal engineering and manipulation by the government and the media to get us to accept these things that would be completely intolerable decades ago. You wouldn't have been able to wipe out high school female athletics with transgenderism. I mean, I'm not sure what date you want, but you wouldn't have been able to do it in the 50s or 60s, I don't think, at least not around here. But now, because it's got to be palatable, it's got to be acceptable, it's got to be, if you speak out against it, you're a homophobic bigot, you know, and people are scared of that language because they have weaponized it so successfully. And it is the engineering of society into this downward trajectory. And everybody's supposed to just sit back, shut up, and go along for the ride because of equality. And there's not enough pushback. And, you know, the church, the Christian church, and I can't put a time on this, but at least decades ago, decided, and the majority of them, especially the big organized religions, they like the Southern Baptist Convention, they decided to be mute on these, and not stand for much of anything. And now look at the outcome of that. You know, look at where we're at now. And I just don't see how this can go any direction other than an ugly place. They're going to continue to use this COVID to get everything they possibly can, including endless mailed-in voting, so that they can rig the elections forever, and then totally cancel anyone that opposes it. And if they use this reset to get us into a digital currency, or if they use a scenario to disarm the American people and the people go for it, it is over. I'm talking about over in this country. America is now a militarized police state. And you're going to have to just get used to men in military outfits pointing with rifles being stationed in public areas. I was talking about this a little bit earlier about how now we're being, in my opinion, propagandized to accept as normal the military in the streets. And so, I mean, just think of the direction that that has for us. So there's a lot of bad news out there. We're almost out of time. I want to thank John that sent me the video that we played of Rush. I'd never heard that one before. And if that doesn't speak volumes, but you see, that's the council culture years ago, however long ago that was. I mean, that could have been 18, 19 years ago. I don't know how long ago that was, but you're not allowed to debate that with Rush Limbaugh. You're not allowed to give out facts about a subject. Everybody is supposed to sit down and shut up and choke down the official narrative of these fairy tales that, you know, this audience knows. If you looked into 9/11, it was impossible to believe that BS. We're out of time for today. When they come for your gold, give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.